This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. It is Monday, the 2nd of June, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Huge amount of vital news and information as we expose the true character of the globalists and their minions, their servants, and the allied crime syndicates. U.S. to appoint Iraqi leadership. That's right, it's official. They've already done it in some of the cities. They will go out and pick 200 to 300 people who then vote in a special election. So our government picks their cronies to then vote in their cronies. We'll be discussing this. U.S. may help Iranian terror group. It's official. They've already given them amnesty. If they'll launch terror attacks against Iran and escalate things, just as Bin Laden has been used, FCC chairman, the son of Lord Powell, defends easing of rules so they can buy up all the radio, TV, and newspapers. 75% ownership by just five companies isn't enough. Bush remarks confirm shift in justifying war. In fact, just 2 weeks ago in his radio address, he said, "We found weapons of mass destruction," the exact trucks that Powell talked about. Of course, it turns out that's a total lie. Now they're saying, okay, in a Vanity Fair interview last week, Paul Wolfowitz, deputy defense secretary, said, "We don't need to find anything. It was never about weapons of mass destruction. We just told the public that in a bureaucratic move." So we've now reached pure evil point. When you reach pure evil point, they admit they're lying to you, and they say, "So what?" And then the public accepts lies as acceptable. When you reach that point, you're in deep trouble. We're all in deep trouble. So we'll get into that. U.S. seeks ability to take down North Korea quickly. When you hear U.S., think bankers that control America. The Wolfowitz and Pearl/Rumsfeld plan is to start the bombardment in October, according to their own document they leaked on purpose, trying to escalate North Korea into attacking us, kind of like the 10-part plan to get the Japanese to attack us in 1941. Also, I talked about this 2 years ago. It was in the French, German, and British newspapers. It's out again. Tales of orgies and murder rock France. They have dug up the bodies of hundreds of women and children in one area. They've now found out that hundreds more are missing. And they have convicted some people, but the investigation is getting killed because it's linked to the leaders of the government. Also, last week, Portugal, government officials, media people, they're getting arrested. Turns out the highest levels involved in child kidnapping, killing rings, torture rings. Also, in some of the other northern European countries, they will find dead children but can't even prosecute the killers because it was government officials killing the children from all the evidence. I mean, I have all these BBC and ITN newscasts as well that we listeners tape off the news off cable. I mean, I've just got stacks of this stuff. It's so incredible. But the average American never even hears about these articles. So we'll get into that. Again, it says detectives have reopened the investigation into the disappearance of 115 young women in the area between 86 and 97 and are probing earlier claims. They were paid to establish prostitution network by respected local leaders, and they torture him to death in these facilities. Story here, my horror at POW sex abuse pictures that our government has seized. The British troops were having these developed pictures of people tied by their ankles or arms, hanging from forklifts. They forced Iraqi men to engage in sexual actions. Ultimate torture, just pure evil. Hey, the followers, the minions of Satan, do as their father, don't they? Bush tours Auschwitz, says evil must be resisted, but wait, it was your grandfather who funded all of this. Very interesting. You may not be able to have fireworks this year due to Homeland Security. That's from Associated Press. The Iraqis are baffled at having to turn in all their guns. Hey, welcome to the club. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident: radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free, 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water, normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We talk about real issues that actually affect you and your family on this show. Monday through Friday from 11 until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time during the day and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time as well. I want to thank all the fine AM and FM stations that carry this show, a growing list of wonderful affiliates. The Internet, you can also listen at Infowars.com and net. And Global Shortwave, I want to thank the great folks who provide that on 12.172 and 9320 during the day and 5.085 and 6890 from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Now, I got a bunch of news as it comes out that there aren't any weapons of mass destruction, and it was totally made up from the start, and the government knew this, and they're now admitting it, but they lied to you for your own good, and don't worry, they're going to go ahead and invade Iran and Syria and North Korea next, and this is all about freedom, and they've got a national draft lined up for you and your family, and they're going to go ahead and pass a bunch of new gun control laws and raise about a dozen taxes while cutting one tax. They've got lots of fun planned for you, so we'll go over that. But I have, I don't know, probably five different BBC and ITN and DWTV, I probably got more than that, newscast that listeners have sent me where they will cut to Norway or Belgium or France or England and say thousands protested today saying no one's being brought to justice for the five dead babies they found buried in a basement. And it says the government has refused to prosecute the person who's admittedly done it for years because it's connected to the top ministers. Or they'll cut to the head minister from Italy. I got on tape on a BBC newscast. A listener sent me saying, I'm sick of the EU. It's run by pedophiles and murderers. And then I've got another newscast with protests. And I've got stacks of news articles. But the average American has no idea about this. Now, we've had Colonel Craig Roberts on the show. And he's written about in his book, The Medusa File, and I have a clip of the newscast of this from 1989, where in D.C. it was a whole warehouse full of child porn and videos of snuff films and things I can't mention on the air. And this all happened because they caught a van with two guys that looked like CIA, you know, in the three-piece suits with a bunch of toddlers in the back on dirty mattresses, they were going to be shipped to Mexico, and the cops busted them, and the INS got involved because they claimed the kids were going overseas when they were American kids, and then they raided the facility called the Finders and found all this, and it got shut down. The government came in and declared national security, said it was an internal CIA matter. You add to that that Skull and Bones, they've aired the footage shot inside of it where they're slitting women's throats, going, Hail Satan, and then a guy comes out and says, I am Lucifer, you can now join us, you've committed your sacrifice. And they put that on Fox and ABC and the rest of it, and you just accept it. You remember that 3 years ago. And it was first broken by the New York Observer. They got the footage. And I snuck into Bohemian Grove, and I was there for one of the 15 days. From July 15th to July 30th, they have it, but I was there just 4 hours on July 15th, and the rumor was true. I hid in the woods, shot the video of the Moloch worship, the human sacrifice they claim was a mock sacrifice, and there were the world leaders admittedly there. The world leaders admit they go there. The Bohemian Grove Club admitted on the Trio Network in a documentary, an hour-long documentary about the footage I shot, admitting, yes, Mr. Jones got this video, but his interpretation is different than ours. So there's no debating this. And the Washington Times, Parade Magazine, Spy Magazine, Reuters, oh, there's a bunch of other news articles. They're all in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, is how the film starts. They admit that, yes, the world leaders run around, and yes, they ship in by Learjet busloads. You know, the Learjets land, they load buses full of male prostitutes, ship them in. If the men want female prostitutes, they've got to go to some of the hotels in town. This is Parade Magazine. This is Washington Times. And eyewitnesses, criminal police reports. The man that was hired by the Republicans to whitewash things wrote a book about it, went public. The former head of the Republican Party in Nebraska, Senator DeCamp, wrote a book about it. And long before we'd ever heard of Bohemian Grove, he wrote a book where he said the children talked about this big owl and the snuff films, and we don't know if that's Bohemian Grove, though. And by the way, when a Virginia news station criticized DeCamp and said it wasn't true, he sued them and won over $1 million. So, you know, he's defended what he has to say in court and won over $1 million, okay? And he names names. So you start adding all this together, and then every day from Italy to Brazil to the United States to France, all over the place, I have these articles where they're digging up the bodies, where hundreds more women are missing. In Burgundy, there was a castle owned by an elite organization connected to Bilderberg Group. And this woman broke out. She weighed like 85 pounds. It was a literal concentration camp victim running. She ran to the police station naked and said, help me, save me. They've got other women in there. And the police wouldn't help her, so she ran onto the state police. They busted in, found dead women, another woman who weighed like 75 pounds in a cage. And then suddenly the investigation was shut down. It was linked to top ministers and judges and it goes, I mean, I've got all these mainstream articles, folks. Castles with cages and women in them. And This stuff is so bizarre to us who never thought about it until we saw these articles. I have stacks of these articles, stacks of videotapes of mainstream news reports from BBC and ITN and DWTV out of Germany and England that I don't even... it's insane. It's crazy. Remember this article last week? Ex-minister held in child sex ring case. Portugal's spiraling pedophilia scandal has threatened to engulf the nation's elite after the arrest of a top politician and a warning from judges that the arrest of more members of parliament could be imminent. And it goes on to say the trial of a top TV presenter, a former ambassador, and a leading child health expert on similar charges is expected to start soon. The country's attorney general denied that the Socialist Party leader, Bernardo Ferro Rodriguez, was suspected of any involvement in the child abusing ring. Alleged to include senior members of the Portuguese establishment. Rodriguez, a government minister until last year, had earlier revealed that his name was included in documents which led to the arrest of his party's spokesman. However, the judge leading the investigation, Rui Teixeira, has told the Speaker of Portugal's Parliament, Mota Amaral, that there are other pedophile cases alleging involved politicians currently under investigation. The scandal first erupted in February when a former pupil at a leading Lisbon children's home launched legal action against a social worker named Bibi, allegedly at the center of a child for sex procurement ring involving leading politicians and media figures. And you read the actual Portugal papers, it's much worse. One of the guys who went to the Bilderberg group meeting this year is about to be under indictment. It is claiming that children from the home were picked out and flown to holiday homes and influential figures where they were repeatedly abused. Well, this is exactly what we get out of Boys Town, now admitted, convictions made, loaded on the jets, flown out. This is what we get out of other, this is what CPF does, the Miami Herald, the guy that runs the database, 187 of them, the top people in the Florida child CPS system, many of them are convicted pedophiles. Turns out a lot of these missing kids may have gone into rings. Killing rings, snuff rings, torture rings. A former Social Security minister, Teresa Costa Macedo, backed their claims by saying the pedophilia ring operated from within the children's home. Other victims have since come forward following the shock arrest of Carlos Cruz, one of the country's top television entertainers. And it goes on. It says the former Social Security minister was remanded in custody and dawn Thursday morning after 13 hours of interrogation, charged on 15 counts of sexual abuse. It goes on and on. Now, again, this is just one article from Friday that we covered, London Guardian. I have another one here, and there was also, again, I read Friday out of Portugal News, the News of Portugal, one of these articles. And then we have this article. I'm trying to dig it out here. It's deep in the stack. Here it is. I'll find it in a second. Here it is. Where is it? Well, point is, I'll find it in a second. And they're being posted on Infowars.com right now. Have this stuff out of France. And a story that was in the Times of London, London Guardian, BBC, I guess about a year ago. And that's when the story first broke. The original article said over 400 women missing, and they found dozens of their bodies. They also found children. Of course, in the Dutch royal palace, they dug up some kids 2 years ago. But that story's been completely and totally shut down. So you got to ask yourself, what's really going on here? Here's the story, London Guardian. Tales of orgies and murder rock France. Politicians and police linked to scandal. Man, I've got to get those newscast clips off BBC, ITN, and DWTV on tape and play that here, because I've got newscasts where they find dead babies. I mean babies. And there's video of them killing them and world leaders involved, and then they won't charge the guy and nothing happens, and then there's a total shutdown in the story and the government comes to the guy's aid. And that was out of Belgium, another one out of Norway. But this was out of France. And wait till you hear about this, okay? Because this is confirmed and admitted, okay? This is confirmed. So you wonder why the government can put cancer viruses in your vaccines. Well, These are the most depraved, satanic people you can possibly imagine. You better face the truth.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gtitelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are just 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, you're literally flushing $90 down the toilet. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, and if you want to start absorbing the nutrients that you swallow, you need to take Sea Silver. Not only does it contain every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and enzyme known to man, but because it's in an organic liquid form, it offers a 98% absorption. Now what that means is your body gets to keep the nutrients that you swallow. Try delicious-tasting Sea Silver today. You'll feel a difference in 2 weeks or your money back. Call 1-888-887-2063. 1-888-887-2063. Isn't it time you stopped flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-888-887-2063.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
So, in the last week, I've got this article out of Portugal where you got this Bilderberg Group member tied to all this stuff. And we've got castles with dead bodies all buried around them, and women running out of them who've been in torture cages who look like concentration camp victims, and the government's killing the investigation. Now, here's the Guardian, London Guardian. Tales of orgies and murder rock France, just rocking all these countries because they keep digging up the dead bodies. Again, the local police are not bad. They don't know what's going on. And the globalists have gotten so out of control in their appetite for children that it's all breaking down. Tales of orgies and murder rock France. Politicians and police linked to scandal. The police involved. And it continues. The claims involve white slavery, sadomasochism, rapes, sex with minors, drug dealing, and appalling brutality, all in the heart of the government of one of France's most historic and most civilized cities, the southern city of Toulouse, known as the Vile Rose, because of its sun-drenched Spanish-style buildings, has been scandalized by allegations that public officials protected a barbaric serial killer charged with murdering prostitutes recruited for orgies in the city's courthouse. Now, a couple years ago in Burgundy, the same thing. That's where this woman escaped, and they found the other one in the basement of the castle. And it goes on, Justice Minister Dominique Perbin sacked Toulouse's Prosecutor General, Jean Voloff, last week for covering up links between senior officials and the exploitation of vulnerable girls. Voloff has denied any wrongdoing. So again, you get the whitewash version. When this first came out, it was a lot worse. The allegations focus on the activities of Patrice Alger, a convicted murderer awaiting trial for five other killings. Two former prostitutes have claimed his activities were covered up. A former mayor and three judges have come forward to give their version of events. In a TV appearance, the right-wing former mayor of Toulouse, Dominique Baldis, now head of the broadcasting watchdog, claimed he was being framed by pro-pornography lobbies who wanted to smear him for opposing the showing of X-rated material on national TV. And you never know, that could be true, but the dead bodies, the people involved, that is a fact. The question is who's involved. So that could be the case. The three judges have also denied any involvement. They will be questioned about acts of torture, barbaric acts, pimping, and raping of underage girls. Detectives have reopened an investigation into the disappearance of 115 young women in the Toulouse area between 86 and 97 and are probing earlier claims that Alger was paid to establish a prostitution network by respected local leaders. According to press reports, senior political officials covered up his role as a pimp in Toulouse. The most startling accusations of sexual violence were given by a woman known as Patricia, 32, who went into hiding in 92 after witnessing two murders. She told examining magistrates that Alger was in charge of recruiting prostitutes and organizing orgies. She identified men whom she said had sex to Toulouse's Palace de Justice and said sadomasochistic orgies went on at the chateau owned by Toulouse Council. She claimed she had witnessed the killing by Alger of two girls he had recruited. Another prostitute was allegedly strangled while being raped by Alger in front of witnesses after she tried to alert police that a vice squad inspector was part of the white slave racket. The other witnesses, known as Fanny, was 17 when she was forced into prostitution in 1990 after being recruited by Alger, who for a time worked in the police station canteen. She had also witnessed the second murder, but had kept quiet about Alger's involvement until tracked down 2 years ago by a federal squad investigating unsolved killings of prostitutes in Toulouse and an apparent cover-up by local police. The appointment of Michael Barr, a prosecutor general, has concerned lawyers because he was credited with stopping an investigation into corruption among senior right-wing politicians in Paris before last year's general election. So who knows what the truth is? I just know this key piece of evidence, ladies and gentlemen, being posted on Infowars.com right now is the Portugal story from last week. In fact, I'll tell my producer and webmaster to post the other Portugal story out of the news of Portugal about the Bilderberg Group connection. We'll post four stories. And this new one today out of France with the UN government white slavery kidnapping ring archive. It's now got about 20 stories in it, all mainstream, where DynCorp, the folks that get the contracts for security for our bases overseas, DynCorp was convicted in civil court, lost several lawsuits by a UN employee and a DynCorp employee who refused to go along with this, of the kidnapped 200,000 women and children loaded on jets in a UN operation run by DynCorp. Now this is Reuters, BBC. So, again, it's government-wide. How do they devour 200,000 out of Eastern Europe alone in 1 year? That was in 2000. They got convicted last year. How do you run something that big? There must be hundreds of thousands of people involved.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying...
888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
All right, let me just recap the government-run white slavery ring news I've been covering. Then I'm going to take calls and get into U.S. to appoint Iraqi leadership. U.S. may help Iranian terrorist group headline. FCC chairman defends easing of FCC restrictions. Bush remarks confirmed shift in justifying war. Now they're saying it was never about weapons of mass destruction. Don't you remember? It was never about that. This and a lot more and a bunch of gun grabbing by the government coming up. And your calls, toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. And I'll get you up and on the air at 800-259-9231. We're already 34 minutes into the first hour of this worldwide broadcast. All right, bottom line, recapping. I have hundreds of news articles, mainstream, a whole bunch of video clips from reputable TV networks, BBC, ITN, Deutsche Television, DVTV, where they come out and they say that the people are having protests by the thousands over cover-ups of government white slavery and child and woman kidnapping rings, and that the governments are using this to compromise members of government, training them to go over to cross boundaries and to get dirt on them. And it's also very profitable. Well, I didn't mention the Reuters report of about a year and a half ago where two bold producers on Italian television, two good Christian men, aired blurred out images of videotapes that had been seized in Italy by local police. Of course, the top police, federal police, were involved, as usual, of hundreds of snuff films of small toddlers, boys and girls, in Russia. The investigation then led to outside Beverly Hills and a member of the media, and he was arrested, but nothing's been done. The individual was selling each tape for like $20,000, the report said. The Italian producers were fired for airing it. They literally went live with it and warned the people. They were so angry about it. And you'd think that a story like that, you know, one kid gets kidnapped, it's massive news for 6 months. They put in FEMA takeover systems and radio and TV, the Amber Alert, to, quote, save you from these kidnappers. But when it's a massive, organized, institutionalized system, nothing happens. When DynCorp and the UN get caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children in Eastern Europe alone and get convicted in civil court and have to admit it and pay out the multi-million dollar lawsuits for their employees that got fired because they refused to go along with it, the average American still has no idea about those stories. This stuff goes on and on and on. And so that dovetails with these articles here out of the Observer and out of the Guardian. Ex-minister held in child sex ring case. Portugal's spiraling pedophile scandal has threatened to engulf the nation's elite after the arrest of a top politician and a warning from judges the arrest of more members of parliament could be imminent. Members of the top TV people are being arrested. Tales of orgies and murder rock France. Again, politicians and police linked to scandal and massive deaths. So, you know, these are just the articles the last few days. On Friday, there was a Portugal article, the News of Portugal, one of their big papers, one of the top Bilderberg members involved in this, and it mentions that. They were worried about allowing him to go to the Bilderberg group meeting because of the spotlight that was on him. This stuff's all on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Do you have the will and the strength to go read the four articles we posted today and then to link to the archive of all the mainstream articles and to look at it for yourself? That's the question. Do you have the will to face the horror? And then to understand that police, CPS workers, and government officials have a much higher rate worldwide of being caught being involved in this. And then you look at history. Nero, Emperor of Rome from 63 to 67 A.D., the Roman histories of him is that he would strangle a little boy every morning for his enjoyment. Caligula, before him, would marry his horse, fire the Senate, and make it the head of the Senate. He would go and consult his horse, according to the Roman histories, and according to the sculptures and statues he put up, as his horse would be defecating in the Senate, at the head of the Senate, he would then go and consult his horse. Now, those are just a few examples of Rome. You're saying, well, what does this have to do with this? Well, this is what they always do. It's the nature of evil, the nature of people that get into positions of power. You know about the reports of rich kids that kill somebody for fun. You've all heard about those cases around the country. This is what happens, people. When you exercise power, when there's never enough, you always got to do more. This is what they do. The Aztecs would sacrifice every year at Chichen Itza, and I've been there, in southern Mexico and Yucatan Peninsula. They would sacrifice 10,000 people every year on a certain holiday. They would go around capturing all the neighboring tribes, kill their own people, and because of peer pressure, parents would hand over their kids to have their hearts cut out to Chacmool up there on top of the steps to be kicked down. The main source of meat was the bodies kicked down every morning they had a sacrifice, and they would cut them up, and that was the number one source of meat in the Aztec kingdom was dead bodies. So this is history, folks. This is why we have a Bible. This is why Christianity swept the world. This is why the Jews' religion is that the covenant they got from God is so powerful. Because God, in the Bible, if you read it, lays this out, explains that these tribes worship Satan before there was no good or bad God, and explains that this is what the devil wants, and this is what he does, because he hates humanity. And it explains how high places do this, and how to stop it, and how to have a moral and upright society. And then we got this system with Jesus Christ, and if a society is Christian, you don't have this type of stuff. When a society becomes evil, it always happens. Torture, giant prison camps, child kidnapping rings. When they truly get into power, they will make it public. So this is the reality, and the question is, do you have the will to face the horror? And this is a news show. It's not a religious broadcast. I am a Christian. I don't hide that. I make no bones about that, because the world is satanic. Now, you watch all the shows about witchcraft and the occult, and you look at the media, and you watch MTV, you can't deny the new age slash occult garbage they're pushing. And so we've got to stand up and say no to this system. And even if you are an atheist, okay, and don't believe in God and don't believe in the devil, you should understand that the things the elite are doing are wrong and are wicked, and that they believe in the devil. So you cannot... The greatest evil is not recognizing evil and not facing evil and not knowing history. And when a government starts admitting they're lying to you and starts saying, so what if we lie to you? And the people then accept the lie and can't differentiate what wickedness is, that's when you know you've reached a bad point. And it's happening now because the mainstream media continues this illusion that all of this is okay and that all of this garbage is acceptable. And it is not acceptable, and we should not put up with it, and we should not go along with it as human beings. So I challenge you to pick up a history book, to read what elites have done, and to face what's happening. And, you know, if you need more evidence of what they're doing, you know, they're on the nightly news saying torture's good. In my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, I've got all these mainstream news articles, mainstream news clips where they say, let's go ahead and torture terror suspects' children. The pundits saying, yeah, it's a great idea. The newscast, the clips. This is evil, but people can't even recognize it anymore. Well, here's a story out of England. It's in the BBC, London Telegraph, Sun News, you name it. My horror at POW sex abuse pics, and the government will not release these photos. Of course they won't. The young mom who uncovered the Iraq POW sex snaps scandal said last night, I felt sick to the stomach at those pictures. Kelly Tilford, 22, called police after developing a film in her photo op shop. The shocking pictures revealed by the Sun yesterday showed male Iraqis apparently forced into sexual positions by their British captors. In another, a prisoner was suspended by rope from a forklift truck driven by a laughing Brit. For those who don't know, being hung by your wrist is a serious form of torture. Bolsher Gary Bartlem, 18, a Tamworth staff, is being grilled by the Army's top criminal investigator amid fears the scandal is the tip of an iceberg. Folks, I have photos from AFP and other mainstream publications of people sitting out behind barbed wire in the desert with bags over their heads, with babies in their arms. They're dying in mass. They're being machine gunned. It's now coming out. Same thing happened in Afghanistan. Anybody protests, they're being mowed down. This is total evil. But I hear the neocons, who are really the big government, anti-American, super liberals, on the air legitimizing this, going, so what? And the mind is being warped to accept torture and evil and corruption here in the United States. All right, let's go to the calls. Don in Texas. Don, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Pretty good, other than all this evil I'm having to cover.
Well, it's overwhelming, even what you're saying today. I've listened to you for years, and the information you're putting out today is almost unbelievable, but I know you do your homework, so. You are like the modern-day Paul Revere. I want your listeners to really know that. I mean, you're a unique voice. You're a voice crying in the wilderness, Alex. I have a question for you that's got me a little confused. One of the goals you said that the New World Order has, I think you said this last week, was to basically bring the world's population down to about 550 million. Is that correct?
That's their public policy reports and statements, an official CIA document posted on Thursday at Infowars.com.
So I can actually, that's what I was going to ask you, is where can I read? That's what's amazing me most about these evil people is that they're actually coming out publicly with their policy statements, and it's open to the public to read.
How many people are going to know how to find a 30-page public declassified CIA document of a successful sterilization program to sterilize half the women in the 13 most populous countries?
Not me. Not me.
Yeah, but how are the globalists going to communicate with their hundreds of thousands of enforcers?
Right.
How are they going to give orders? A certain amount of it has to be public.
By the way, you made a prediction months and months ago, and I'm reminded of it now, and it's come to pass already. Not that I approve of what this man did, Eric Rudolph, the one they caught in the mountains of North Carolina, but you did say months and months ago, Alex, very clearly on the air, that pretty soon they would start using the term Christian terrorist, and now they've done it. It was on MSNBC today, where they're calling him a Christian terrorist. So they're making the link now between being a fundamentalist Christian and being a terrorist.
Well, I also predicted, I said that he probably had been killed by them. This is some fan of boogeyman. But I said there's another good chance. Of course, I was speculating, and I tell you when I speculate, which is rare, that the way I saw them play him up 6 months ago real big, that he'd probably be suddenly captured. And I don't believe Rudolph did what they're saying, because they already tried to frame Richard Jewell. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They tried to frame another guy. And the witnesses say they saw a BATF officer leaving the Olympic Park bombing backpack. And then they have the supposed bombing of the dumpster at the abortion clinic. The video camera zooms in on it as it explodes. I remember seeing that in London. That was about 4 years ago, a bombing. And it was on ITN, and they zoomed in right as the car blew up. Now, they said, oh, this camera just so happened to catch it. I mean, come on, the camera zooms in as it blows up. Then it later came out this year that the British had actually carried out that very bombing. So when you see something like that, it's so hidden in plain view.
I mean, the last question I have for you, Alex, is all of this education is great. It's scary, to be honest with you. It's scary. And I understand your goal of educating as many people as possible because that does help fight the enemy. But at what point do we start taking action? You know, what was it, Patton or somebody who said the best defense is a good offense? If the legislative system is totally corrupt, I understand the false left-right paradigm. You know, a lot of these elections are probably fixed. What can we do? I mean, what can we really do about them?
They're not probably fixed. They are.
Okay. And what can we do, Alex? I mean, short of having a real bloody revolution, what can we do?
Well, it's a process. The world didn't accept that the world was round, that the planet was round, overnight. People like Galileo had to say it and then be locked up for the rest of their life.
Right.
But a few decades later, you were a kook to say it was flat. The process is already happening. It's a catch-22 for the globalist. They have to accelerate their program, but by accelerating it, it makes it more visible. So then they have to accelerate it more to try to clamp down on the psyche before we have a full awakening and renaissance and revelation. So the globalists have said in their own policy reports that everything is information warfare now. That the predominant function of a war, 80% of it, is the psychological war. They use the lie, we use the truth and history. And decency and honor and love, they use hate and evil and avarice and just pure wickedness.
Right.
So we're in a race for good people to become leaders, good people to face their fear, to go through their fear, to come through knowing it's better to fight this than to go along with it, and that you're safer by doing that, and by being with the side of good and decency and honor and family and love and God.
Right.
That's what we have to do.
Right.
And going back to
You've made the point several times in the past, if I'm not mistaken, don't take up arms now because that's what they want you to do.
Don't take our what?
Don't take up arms. In other words, don't have a bloody revolution right now because that's what they want you to do. You're playing into their hand.
Well, yeah, they have to blow up cars and bomb buildings to blame it on us.
Right.
Hundreds of times that we've caught them. Putin has to blow up buildings to blame it on the Chechens.
Right.
And then gets caught doing it and they cover it up. I mean, they need that. I'm saying offensively, they are the enemy combatants. They are the overthrowers. We must expose that we have an illegitimate government run by enemy combatants, destroying what the red, white, and blue symbolizes, and educate more people. And then if things get bad, we have the Second Amendment to defend ourselves against all forms of criminal activity.
Right. God help us if they take that away.
They're not going to take it away, sir. You know, power is not given. It is taken. It is demanded. It is affirmed. You have the power to defend yourself and your family. You have an entire armory of peaceful ways to defeat these scumbags.
And so you are hopeful? You think we're winning this race?
Sir, we don't have a choice. They will destroy those that serve them first. We're already in the best place, and there is a God, and He protects those that do His work.
Well, God bless you, Alex. I really mean sincerely, and everyone who can hear my voice, you're a unique individual.
Well, all of you are that are in this fight, and thank you. Folks, you're part of history. You're a vessel, a tool to be used by God, asking to use you.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, in a nutshell, then we'll go to your calls. In a nutshell, what is the New World Order plan? And we'll go to Curtis, Jacob, Wesley, Mike, and others. You have an elite. Elites like to practice predatory activities against their populations. It's the nature of people that get into higher positions of power. They enjoy the exercise of power. They enjoy doing radical things, and so they've always got to do the most radical thing next they can possibly get away with as part of an enjoyment, but more importantly, as part of a practice of maintaining their control. They say they must be the most wicked, the most ruthless, or other elites will rise that challenge them. We've got to be more evil than the most evil, because we have the world's good in mind, is their big lie they tell their minions. We've got to be worse than the Soviets. We've got to be worse than the, you know, always to as an excuse to carry these things out. And then the elite do not want you to have access to the life extension technologies that they have already developed. They have to dumb you down, get you into compact cities to control you so you're not even aware of large sections of our species going forward with the life extension. They have to also have world government to suppress technologies that third world countries might develop that were already developed decades ago by the globalist. There are multiple issues that they are bringing forward. So it's all about control, maintaining that control. And yes, they have plans through the vaccines with sterilization hormones, through the food and the water to sterilize you, or through Planned Parenthood-type propaganda. And so that's how they're getting that job done, and through genetically engineered plagues that the government releases to the World Health Organization. And that's just the facts. That's the facts of history. And we need to educate people about these facts. If people find out what's in the vaccines, they just won't take them anymore. The government will engineer more plagues and then say, oh, we've got a vaccine that'll save you to get you to accept it. There's no end of the ruthlessness that they will bring forward against us. But understand, going with them always makes it worse, because no matter, I mean, if we served them totally, they would still feed on us, and at a greater accelerated rate. It is their nature. So that's their plan, and that's their goals, in a nutshell. And they're putting in the cashless society control grid to control us, to track us, to trace us, in the name of fighting terror. They're erecting their police states. They're getting rid of the Bill of Rights, while going on about their dastardly deeds and business. We'll break and come back with Curtis and Jacob and Wesley and Mike and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. In the minute and a half I got left, just want to remind the listeners that I produced 9 amazing documentary films. You want a tool to wake people up. You want a tool to turn the tide against the globalist evil. These videos are converting, are waking up 90% of those that see them. Again, I produced 9 films. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is my newest video. It is 2 hours and 37 minutes long. Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Cashless Society Control Grid and Total Information Awareness Network, the satellite tracking boxes in the cars, the government-run white slavery rings, the genetic engineering. We get into masses of information. The film starts with about 45 minutes. I don't know, 35, I forget. A large portion of the first part of the film is dozens of examples of other government-run terror attacks that we can prove that we didn't cover in 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror. So get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. If you haven't ordered the other films, they drop down to $25.95. When you order 3 or more, they drop down to $20. My book is only $12, 230 pages. Toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or net, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they have inhaled.